Thanks, Dr. Dan, 91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial, people. You're listening to Locals Only, the second hour of the show, where I go out and get a local Arizona band. We pull them out of the clubs, put them on the air and into your home, your car, wherever you are. Now, good people, you know that I love to bring you the best rock and roll Arizona has to offer, and I know you've come to rely on me bringing it to you in a safe, confined, family-friendly sort of setting. But tonight we're throwing caution to the wind. So throw the kids out with the dog and get the cat off your lap, because this ain't no high school dance. Coming to you live from Studio 2A, Hairspray, Fire and Girls.
There was a time and a place, there was just in a space before the slaughter and the erase. Hi everybody, this is Hairspray, Fire and Girls. This next song is called Two at a Time.
Oh,
Everybody, we're Hairspray Firing Girls, and we're very happy to be here. We're going to play a show with the Coat Hangers from North Carolina. That's on the 30th of this month.
At Club Congress.
At Club Congress.
Sorry. We'll recap all that stuff.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Hairspray Fire and Girls coming to you live from Studio 2A. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you. Very happy.
Thank you
here.
Very much.
Why don't you take it around the horn? Introduce yourselves.
All right. On the drums, we have Ernie Gardner. On the bass guitar is Justin Lilly. On the lead guitar is Noah Gabbard. And I'm singing and playing guitar. And my name is Josh Levine.
Awesome. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Why don't you give us a little history? I know half you guys and other projects you've been in, but how did this collaboration come together?
Well, we've all known each other for many, many years through the different bands we've been in. Noah here was in Bombs for the Board. Justin was in Chongo Malo. Ernie and I were in The Red Switch. And basically, we lost touch with each other. And then I decided a few years ago just to record some songs that I'd written. And it was just going to be that. But then I realized that I wanted to play in a band again.
Yeah.
So I rounded up the best musicians in town.
All right. Now, probably the question you get a lot, the name. Where does it come from? What does it mean, if anything?
The name is from this interview that Motley Crue gave to MTV in, 1993.
Sweet.
And basically, it was... when they had the new singer John Corabi, and they were breaking him in, and these were during the grunge years. So the interviewer asked if they were going to have any more Hairspray firing girls in their videos, and they got very, very upset and ended the interview and threw the lapel mics on the ground and walked out screaming Hairspray firing girls. So, that's it.
Awesome. I could just think that what I've heard in three songs already mops the floor with what they did during the 90s. So.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Y'all remember when the crew was trying to be serious? Those were the days.
Well, awesome. All right, we're going to get to more questions and all that stuff. I want to get back to more music. We're going to talk about, you got a show coming up, you got a recording in the works.
Definitely.
And I want to get a little bit more into the history, but I want a little bit more rock and roll under my feet. So what are you going to play for us next?
We're going to play a song called The Kicker, which is going to be on our first full length.
Awesome.
All right, thank you. This song, next song is called Neither Am I.
Get yourself to a church before they get you first. Oh, 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 and it hurts. Someone in a happy home, down the sun and the bad roads, 'cause now you're the famous road. No one but me.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy, and I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Hairspray, Fire, and Girls. Thanks again, guys, for being here.
Thanks for having us.
As the boys tune up, hydrate, which is very important.
You can still smoke in here, right?
Yeah, this is no club ordinance. All right, so we touched briefly on it, how you guys came together. You got a show coming up on the 20th.
The 30th of March.
Oh, man, I keep saying the 20th. I don't know why.
It's okay. I keep forgetting it's the 30th myself.
Until I keep reminding you with the wrong date.
Right. It's Tuesday the 30th at Club Congress. We're opening up for the Coat Hangers. They're from North Carolina.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll be a fun show.
Okay. You also mentioned to me that you are in the midst of recording. Are you recording now? You're about to?
Well, we already recorded everything, and now we're in the mixing process. Okay. For all of you out there who don't know what that is, it just means like getting all the instruments to sound right after you record them,
bringing the madness together,
right?
And so is it an EP or full length?
What full length LP.
Wow, you're right out the gates going for it. But so before you guys came together as a collaborative effort, you were doing stuff on your own,
right? Yeah, I'd kind of disappeared from the scene after my last band broke up, and didn't really do much for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Except watch TV. And,
5 years.
Oh, 5 years, yeah. And
Didn't answer any one of my calls.
Anyway, so finally I just started like getting song ideas, started songwriting, recording them on my own, and I realized that was not the way to go. I wanted to be in a band again.
Yeah.
So
is this material, is any of it carryover material from that, or is it all new since?
It's a little hodgepodge of both.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you're not recording it yourself? You're recording somewhere else?
Yeah. We're recording with Tom Beach at his studio. And, we expect to be done with the record in a couple weeks.
Cool. Yeah. So is it now pretty much a collaborative effort? You guys come together and put stuff together, or are you still pretty much coming in with the basis of the songs?
It is a, it's definitely a band effort. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very collaborative now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So you got a show coming up on the 30th.
Correct.
Hotel Congress.
That's right.
Got a full length in the mixing stage coming up soon. And you can be seen on the MySpace, right? You got anything else besides MySpace, or it's just...
At this point, it's just MySpace, really. So okay. MySpace.com/hairspray fire. So.
And we're leaving the girls out for the address.
Yeah.
All right, what are you going to play for us next?
We're going to play for you a song called To Lose Your Mind.
Sweet. I'm still trying to find it, but maybe I got to lose myself further.
This next song is called At Last. And then we're going to have to figure out how to fill up the next half hour.
We're going to do it in reverse, boys.
Go to my own. time to expose all of your crimes away.
All right. And Justin's going to tell you the next song we're going to play.
All right, we're going to play a little song. It's a true story. It's called The Glass.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only and coming to you live from Studio 2A. I'm Michael John Serpy coming to you with Hairspray, Fire, and Girls. So you guys said that was a true story, huh?
Justin?
That's just my joke that I say about every single movie and TV show that I ever see. I always got to preface it, but that's a true story.
We got Duncan back there fact-checking everything you guys say.
Everything is a true story to me, though.
You got a little more background for what we just heard? Is it PG enough for the
Yeah, it's just yeah, simple murder mystery. True story.
That's PG enough.
Yeah.
So Josh brought Clue to practice one night.
Yeah. Yeah, I got him with the candlestick in the living room. I don't think the living room's in the game, though, huh?
I don't know. Well. Hey, man, it's your game.
Well, I got to wait for my grandmother to break out with Clue then. So, the next song, we're going to tone it down a little bit. It's called Tiny Eyes. Yeah.
close that door to save me. Fill that empty core and maybe you won't get more. But you're sailing out the door and soon you'll have tiny eyes. Plans devised to no surprise. How can I block all the drains? Brakes on trains.
Keep on going. This next song is called The Problem With Me and You.
Don't know how to speak. could never stop in you. I wish I knew all the inner work in you. Oh yeah. So now the play's ending is closed. All the signs that you exposed. You've been walking that kind of road, but it's not you. So if the first only one is nine, it just decimates your mind. And desecrate my sight, oh my soul, it's not you. Sad for your mother, but I'm sadder for you. And I'm not back to sad. Now it's on, and so is the day. Here's the leaves falling in the sunshine. Smile for me, honey, just one more time. Oh, the sun will ever hit you. Well, I'm sad for your sister, but I'm sadder for you. I'm not saying it's over. I'm not saying.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy, coming to you live from Studio 2A with Hairspray, Fire, and Girls. Damn. All right, we have exactly 10 minutes left. So I don't know how many more songs you guys got. You want me to shut up? You want to rock? Or you want to talk a little bit? Pad the clock?
Well, Justin is signaling me now. What do you want to play?
Remember that Paul McCartney song you wrote? It was yesterday.
Let's do it.
Are we going to finish it out here?
What's that?
Are we finishing it out here?
No, we'll play one more after this.
All right, well, let's talk real quick.
Okay.
Then. All right, what do we got? About a three-minute song or something?
Three-minute song, yeah.
Three-minute song. All right. Calm down, buddy. If cops show up, they're going to give you a ticket for speeding. Thanks, I'll be here all week. I shall probably be here the rest of my life.
As right. Will we.
For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Locals Only. I'm here live with Hairspray, Fire, and Girls, who are going to be playing at Club Congress on the 30th with...
The Coat Hangers from North Carolina.
Is there anyone else on the bill? Is it just you two?
I believe that there is, but I don't know who else it is.
Okay.
But I believe it will be a three-band bill.
Okay. And so you guys, you're talking about you're in the mixing stage right now. You know how you got an estimated time? How long it's going to take you to mix? Like, when are we going to expect to see something good and greedy in my hands?
I'm thinking about 3 weeks or so, we'll probably have them ready for sale.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Mix, Duped, and everything. You guys are ambitious bunch. Are you just staying in the 520? Are you guys planning on taking this on the road? You going to tour?
Oh, definitely, yeah. That's what we've been talking about for May. Maybe do like a little regional tour, San Diego, L.A., and Phoenix, maybe Las Vegas.
Cool. So. Have you gotten out of Tucson yet? Have you gone up to Phoenix? Or
No, this is a really new band.
Sweet.
Yeah, we just got together about 4 months ago. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we haven't had a chance to.
It doesn't sound 4 months old. Then again, you guys are all seasoned veterans.
For the most part. How long have we been playing?
Well, I mean, in other areas. I mean, y'all coming from different projects. And
I saw Ernie play in 94.
See? Ernie's quiet, but he's a veteran. He's in it to win it.
Yep.
All right, so again, myspace.com/hairsprayfire.
Correct.
Is where the boys can be reached out there on the cyber web. They got an album coming out. Just, I guess, tune in because they keep their cards close to their chest. They're men of little words. So if you want to go out there and seek it, people.
Very small words.
Very small words from very big man with a very big sound. Okay, they're going to finish this out. Stay tuned for the hub. Actually, we got 7 minutes to kill yet. So I think we're going to have to have a drum solo somewhere in the middle there.
He's been pining.
He does.
The backbone's coming up front. All right, Hairspray Fire and Girls coming to you live from Studio 2A on KXCI. Thanks again, guys, for coming here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Check
for
them out
us.
At Congress on the 30th. I'm going to shut up, and they're going to rock it out.
The worst.
Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. We're going to do a really short song right now for our last song, and it's called Kidnappers.
Once it was a kidnapper, a kidnapper was not me.
Thank you very much, everybody. We're called Air Spray Fire and Grills. Come to see us at Club Congress on the 30th of March.
Thank you very much, KXCI, for having us here tonight. You're very beautiful people. Beautiful people, beautiful radio, KXCI. I did that one for free. You can use that over and over again.